This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, my friend?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great. No problems.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
How's school and the boys?
Everybody
family's
seems
good?
To be fine, yeah. How's your mom?
She's doing okay. She's home for now. So,
okay, so good.
That's good. I don't think anybody likes being at the hospital. I mean, I say that. When I had my car accident years and years ago, I remember being in the hospital and being like, this is kind of awesome.
Because I had a bed watching TV?
Yeah, I had a room to myself. They gave me a stereo. I had the TV. Mm-hmm. And when I had my surgery, they said, like, well, we'll either let you out, you know, the next day, or we might keep you an extra night. It's kind of up to you and how you're feeling. So I had said back then, I better stay the extra day. Well, what happened was they pushed me down to a room where I had two roommates.
Mm.
I was like, oh, no, this is not what I meant. I want to go home. When you have the room to yourself, it can feel, you know,
right.
A little bit like a vacation, just depending.
Sure.
But I think she was
especially
tired
if they're putting
you
on pain meds.
Well, then especially,
right.
Yeah. If you're hooked up and, you know, when you're really, really sick at home, and I'm sure you've thought this before, like, I wish I was just at a hospital right now. It's not bad enough that I need to go to a hospital, but if I were at a hospital
I'd
right
feel
now,
better.
They could fix this. They could fix the pain. They could fix the nausea.
Right. People whatever. On Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo are talking about your shiny face.
My face is shiny today?
No.
Oh, my right. Shiny face from the accident.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, did I not powder enough today? That was...
Someone got an accident and came into work.
Yeah, I'd hurt my face and
had surgery on it,
reconstructive surgery. Half my face is titanium now.
Right.
This side over here. And when I came back to work after the surgery, by the way, my plastic surgeon was a Navy veteran.
Oh, nice.
And when I came back from surgery, Laszlo said, I'm not kidding.
He comes into work.
He looked at me when I came in and he goes, And he goes, I think you probably need some more time. I said, no, I actually feel fine. And he goes, you're too shiny. That's what he said. Shiny, because there was like some balm on my face, probably some sort of anesthetic.
It was all your skin was stretched because it was a new surgery.
And they put salve on it.
You know what it looks like when people get injured. It's all shiny and gross.
Yeah, they...
I don't want to.
Exactly. They put like collagen and Neosporin type stuff on there. It's dressed.
I don't want to go. And I don't want to look at that all day.
Leza wouldn't look at it. I was like, well,
send you home.
Thanks. Yeah, sent me home. I was like, dude, I feel fine. I had the surgery days ago. And he's like, just wait. And I was like, what am I waiting for? And he's like, I don't know. Until your face doesn't look like that anymore. I'm like, well, I don't know that it's going to look the same again. He's like, just let it heal. Just let it heal.
Yeah,
you can come back. In. I'm like, boy, that's going to be gone.
You're
a
not
long
fired.
Time.
Just take you and your shiny face home. I don't want to look at that.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Just staring across the board at you and this puffy, shiny face. Like, ugh.
Lazo has a tough time with, well, I don't know how to say this. How would you say it? Things that are different when it comes to abnormalities in physical form.
Yeah, I don't
How's
like
that?
It.
How's that? If someone is missing half a finger, or and they go to shake his hand, and that's when he
that
notices.
Guy we worked with, man, he knew I didn't like it. He'd always stick his hand out to shake it because he was missing a finger. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, look, I just doesn't think like I'm it. Not as evolved as other people. So I think, you know, in the evolutionary phase, I'm clearly not as evolved as other people. So my brain kicks in and goes like, ah!
Right. It could
demon,
be infected.
Demon, one finger. Yeah. Gross. Get away from me.
It's the same with the gouge and the peanut
shiny
butter.
Face. Yeah, I have that. Tripped, whatever it is.
Whatever it's called. I think that all goes back to maybe your our monkey brain saying, like, that might be contagious. That might be infected. It might be just stay away from
that. Yeah, what's
that
called?
Tryptophilomania,
I think.
Is that the right one?
No, trypto.
I think it's the fear of gouges
or
holes.
I don't like it.
You really
so.
Don't like seed pods.
No, and people send me pictures of it all the time.
Just a perfectly smooth, you know, uneaten jar of peanut butter, and then someone will take a gouge out of
it. Yeah, I have to smooth it out.
Lazo has to have it.
I don't like to
back.
Open it up with like a spoon mix. Or like a melon baller. You
that's
know,
like your worst
remember
fear.
Those?
Yeah.
My mom used to have a melon baller, and then you'd open up the melon to eat it, and it'd be like balls out, like, yeah. Oh, what are we doing?
Just little gouges.
Yeah, I can't. I never knew there was a name for it. I tried to explain it to people for years, and everybody would be like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
That wasn't until you started working here, right? Because
well, then it came out on BuzzFeed or something. Like, do you have
this?
Oh, yeah.
After we talked about it years later, there were more and more people saying that they had it. Specifically, that seed pod thing is a really popular one.
Trypophobia.
Tryptophobia?
Tryptophobia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, tryptophobia. Anxiety disorder that causes people to feel fear or disgust when they see patterns with many holes.
Yeah, I can't look at it.
Yeah, and that would include even just one gouge where it's not supposed
don't like
to be.
It.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Don't like shiny face.
Shiny face, yeah, that was different. No gouges, but still swollen.
Don't like it.
Something different. I actually saw a thing in National Geographic.
Can't eat cilantro. I'm just not an evolved human being.
I can't eat cilantro either. I mean, I can literally eat it, but
right,
it tastes like crap. I was reading a thing this morning that was talking about how in America there used to be these ugly laws. It was illegal to be ugly. And it was on National Geographic, so I assume it's true, but they were talking about the history of some of these really cruel laws, and they said for, like, basically a century...
Shiny-faced-a-phobia.
That's what it was, the lotus seed pod.
Yeah, the lotus seed pod.
If you Google image it, there'll be a million of them, and people send them to me on my phone or direct message me because they know I don't like it. And I can't even, like, Snow Cone will send me a picture randomly at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll look at him like, ah! And I can't even keep it on my phone. I have to delete it. Like, I don't need that on my phone.
Yeah, what was that fungus I
can't
sent
keep
you?
It.
Bleeding tooth fungus or something?
Stop
I don't know what
it.
That was. But, yeah, I saw this thing that said for a century, or nearly a century, people that had visible disabilities or diseases were banned from public spaces. And they called them ugly laws. And I thought, oh, well, Laz was just born in the wrong time. I mean, look, it's cruel.
I
get it.
I would be banned as well. So then I'd be in a room with nothing but shiny faced people. I couldn't handle that because I'm not a handsome man.
I don't think they were actually rating people on a scale of 1 to 10. It seemed like they were talking about people who might have been had some sort of an accident. Maybe they had something amputated. The kind of things that. You have
it
a
doesn't
hard
bother me enough
around.
That I think they should be put in their own room. It's just,
No. I'm just saying that
it sound like a bag. There's probably somebody, I don't know if they're driving if they don't have an arm, but I don't know.
Maybe an automatic.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that you agree with these rules and that they should exist.
I don't want to be heartless, you know.
I'm just saying that if you were born during that time, imagine.
It is something that I wish I didn't have. How about that?
Of course.
So when people think about it, like, just think about intrusive thoughts you have. You don't act on them. You keep them to yourself, usually. I just, on this radio program, share them.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I'm sure other people have it. Some people can relate. So, like, you know, that guy, Danny, used to try to shake my hand with one finger gone.
Right.
And he knew it. I'd be like, God damn it. Yeah. Use the other hand.
Yeah. And there was that website that I used to just
come by and tickle me with it. I'm like, come on, man.
And there was that website I used to just randomly send you links to, which I'm not going to mention the name of that website. It's certainly not. I don't think a good name, but I think it's still around.
Yeah,
because last time I checked, but that was something that for years I just got a kick out of just looking for pictures.
People
would send them to me and say, send the slides. I don't know how to get a hold of them. Like, okay. I would always forward that stuff.
Yeah.
But everyone has phobias. That's probably your top one. Is a phobia something that you have an irrational level of fear? Does that have to be irrational?
Yeah.
I assume a phobia, not just that you're totally scared of it, but that it's at an irrational level. There's rational
fears. I guess me
fears.
Not wanting even a picture on my phone is irrational.
That seems irrational. Or if you're scared so badly of spiders that you would wreck your car head on into another car,
sure.
That's an irrational fear of spiders. So, because you know rationally, it probably can't hurt you. Just like you know rationally, the amputee probably isn't contagious, Lazo.
No, I know it's
you're
not.
Your brain's not going through all that, though.
My brain's just like, oh, no. This is dangerous to us. It's different.
Yeah, it's an instinct.
This is different. I don't like it.
It's a gut thing. And, right. Look, your ancestors obviously had that. It got passed on to you. So for some weird way, at some point along the way, it helped them to survive, right? And I'm not trying to, again, sound insensitive, but it's probably just wires that got crossed. It was telling you to avoid something else. Thousands of years ago, and now it just tells you to avoid people that you think are different. That's all. Differently abled people. What about the kid at your school who was, everyone had at least a couple kids at school that were missing a hand or an arm or something. What about those kids at school?
Were you? I never had anybody.
Really? You never had anybody?
We had a girl from Sudan who had her hands cut off.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. God.
We had to, like, some sort of...
I don't know.
Trying to steal
or something?
There was
always rumors about, maybe she tried to steal or whatever. I don't know, but she was a really
sweet
girl, and this was seventh grade, so there's
imagine
no good reason.
Being in school, like a little kid in school, and being an amputee, and because kids will make fun of anything. So you better believe they'll make fun
that
of that.
That might be bad enough that they don't.
No, we
That's
were
what
super
I've always
nice
wondered.
To her.
Yeah,
she,
I was thinking,
was
too,
really
like, there's
sweet.
Stuff like, when, like, kids pick on little things, like your shoes are stupid...
Yeah.
You're overweight, right? You have acne, all that stuff. But I just remember when I was a kid, there'd be kids in wheelchairs. They weren't like, hey, wheelie or whatever.
I would hope not.
Right.
Would hope
kids
not.
Are nicer when it's big. I think even big things, kids are like, yeah, no. Let's go ahead and leave that alone.
You'd hope so. So especially for the big stuff.
Or at least my experience.
Yeah. She was so just grateful to be here. She was so sweet and so nice and kind that everyone loved her.
Yeah. But... Did you?
There you go.
Poncho
kind of defended me. He said they can be irrational, but uncontrollable.
Uncontrollable.
So I just have to think about it when it happens and be like, okay.
Okay, I can shake this person's hand.
But also, don't tickle me with that thing.
Right.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Man, it's starting to feel, I know you said this last week when the weather got nice, or week before, whenever that was, but isn't it starting to kind of feel like football?
It is, yeah. I mean, it got hot again, but today it's like 70 and rainy, it's nice, yeah.
It's cloudy, and
I went and picked up my kid from football practice yesterday, they were out there, yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see more stories in the news. I saw
this weekend is week zero in college football, so it starts this weekend.
So does that mean it's too late to bet on... Those teams, remember that parlay you gave
right
me
now.
To bet each team to win that division and still pay the same?
Right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I still need to get around to doing that. I was sort of waiting until payday, and then I forgot about it. Well, I've seen quite a bit of football news. I saw Brady talking about the Chiefs saying that they should be worried about the Rams this year. Just like stuff that makes you think, wow. I don't like talking football so much in June, July, because I don't want summer to be over. So it's like, we don't need to rush
this
along.
When football starts, it's like... Right. That's the end of summer.
The preseason stuff, and this weekend, of course, there was preseason, and people were asking about the game. I was like, I almost don't like watching it just because I'm not quite ready
for
summer to be over
yet. I don't watch the preseason
either. You don't? Okay, I don't watch it all. People say, well, we'll watch at least the first quarter. I'm like, something crazy happens. We have the internet. I can look there. But I really don't care, but also because I just don't want summer to be over. But I have a story for you that's it's somewhat football related. I think this guy might have even for a while played for the Lions, but it's going to morph into more of a discussion about your worst experience in an airplane. Have you guys seen this story already?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, was it the former football player?
Yeah, I
did see it. Yeah.
I mean, that would count, right?
Gossiter Childress?
That's
something
like that.
He played for the Lions for a little bit.
Okay, I thought he played for the Lions. Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know the story...
We'll discuss it coming up, but it's a bad airplane experience.
Very bad.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Your worst airplane experience. And please, people, share with us twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, or you can text us, right? 913-586-7989.
Mm-hmm.
That sound right?
That's it.
So text us or come join us on Twitch. There's a story. It sort of involves football, but it's really a story about...
airplane rides.
A bad airplane ride. I'd never heard of this guy. Had you heard of him before?
Well, I didn't. Yes. He got drafted by the Lions. I remember.
That's what I thought.
He's a huge dude.
Okay.
And I remember thinking when he got drafted by the Lions that, you know, oh, he's going to be good, but I don't think he ever really was. And
he's got a name you would remember. Gossler. It's like G-O-S-D-E-R and then C-H-E-R. I-L-U-S, I think, Cheryl-less or something like that.
Yeah.
But that Goster name, you know, you'd think...
And he was like 380 pounds or something.
He looked like a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
But I guess he was going to go on vacation to Dublin and take a little trip overseas, which, you know, if you've ever done before, it's not a short flight, but it's not like... I've never been to Australia or Japan, but I hear people talking about those... like. 16-17 hour flights. It's not that bad, but it's still longer than flying from here to Vegas, that's for sure. So you have to, there is a thing that happens in your brain, at least mine and I assume a lot of others, when you get in a plane and you know you're going to be on that plane for more than like 5 hours, where you have to almost, maybe it's what meditation is, I don't know how to meditate, but it's that kind of, okay, don't start thinking about this, don't overthink it, let's get distracted early on here.
I think that's why I sleep.
Yeah,
I'm being honest, I can go to sleep. As soon as I get in an airplane, I go to sleep. And I think it's my brain shutting off because I get claustrophobic.
I do, too.
So even on a three-hour flight, I'm like, I can't get out of here. And it bothers me. But I've always been able to fly because, honestly, ever since I was a kid and as an adult, and you've flown with me, as soon as that engine turns on, it starts moving, I'm out.
You're always out. One time we couldn't just wake up. You were so out.
So loaded. I was loaded that time. But even if I'm sober, I still, boom, I'm out.
Yeah, I wish I could. I know there's those people. I've maybe been able to fall asleep during an actual takeoff once. I must have been really tired because I want to sleep. I want to take NyQuil or whatever and pass out. But usually what ends up happening is I take something to help me sleep. I don't sleep. And then when I get to wherever I'm going, I'm zonked. But the other thing you can do, of course, is drink. But you got to be careful with the alcohol because... if you have too much before you get on the plane, they might tell you, hey, you can't get on the plane.
You don't know how you're going to act once you get in.
Right. And it's like they don't warn you and say, okay, sir or ma'am, you've had this many drinks. This is the last one I'm going to be allowed to serve you if you want to get on this flight. They just, they'll serve you the booze, at least in my experience. They'll serve you the booze. No problems, no questions to ask. You go get in line, and as you're handing over your boarding pass, they say, yeah, you can't get on the plane. Like, wait a second. Someone had to tell you either you were watching me from over there, which I highly doubt, or this bartender told you how many drinks I had. So, because I haven't said a word to anybody.
Right.
I'm just standing here in line silently. I suppose it's possible that some woman says, hey, this guy smells like alcohol, or I watched him drinking. But that's the fear. Once you get on the plane and you're airborne, I think you can start drinking then. I mean, most of the time, they're not going to land the plane because you've had too much
unless
to
you
drink.
Do something.
But if you do something like
Gossiter, Childress,
or whatever, this is something you don't want to do. And I've had plenty of bad moments of you know, anxiety, like, I can't believe I did that. But what you don't want to do is do something like this and then end up on the news, and they're showing video of you going into the courtroom. And it's mostly because, look, this would have been news probably, like wacky news somewhere, no matter who it was, but because he played some in the NFL.
Right. It would have been a story anyway.
It would have been a story, but it becomes a bigger story because they can put in that headline, former NFL player, and you go, oh, well, who
former
is
former NFL
it?
Lineman and Boston College football star Gossler Childress faced a judge Monday after a weekend flight to Dublin went horribly wrong. According to a police report, Childress appeared intoxicated when he arrived at Logan Airport. Before the Dublin-bound flight took off, he allegedly argued with another passenger over seating arrangements. Then, about an hour in, he allegedly walked up to an elderly woman, exposed himself, and, quote, emptied his entire bladder for approximately 20 seconds.
How do they know it was his entire bladder?
I know. They're just like, that's the longest pee. It must have been his entire bladder.
It's so funny, the how they describe it. His entire, like, you don't know.
Right.
Maybe he stopped halfway through.
There's
not
no
that
way
it would matter, but I don't know. There's no way for you to know how big that man's bladder is. By the way, he was an offensive lineman. Like 380 pounds, he was giant. He may have a bigger bladder than that. Like a 22nd pee may not even be what he normally does. I have no idea what the bladder size is on a man that size.
If I can
imagine it's bigger than mine.
I can pee for longer than 20 seconds if I really have to pee, for sure.
Yeah.
I have some that will run 60 seconds. It takes a long time. But, yeah, I think that's one of those things where one person says, man, he emptied his bladder. And then you know how the media is. They just pick up on that and they run with it. But he picked an elderly woman.
Yeah, why?
I
mean,
I would love to be able to talk to
this guy.
Was
he just drunk and thought it was a toilet? I've peed in places where, like, you know, you pee in a closet.
A drawer.
You pee in a hamper. You just pee on the floor.
Yeah.
You're just drunk. You're like, I got to pee.
And you wake up the next day and you're like, wait a second.
I there's no way I can make it to this bathroom. So you just pee on the floor.
Oh, well,
that's happened. Yeah.
But a lot of times you do think it's the bathroom, though. It's
not
the next day.
Other times you're like, I can't walk that far.
Yeah. I'll just pee in the bed. I don't care. But I definitely
remember in the Navy, there was barracks, you know.
Yeah.
And they were like apartments, but then everybody shared a bathroom.
Okay. That's kind
of. And there are times, like, guys would be like, I can't. I'm just going to pee in the hallway here. And you walk into your room, and there's just some drunk sailor's headed down peeing in the hallway. Because that's too far.
Well, and if you have to pee that bad, really, I mean, so that's what happened to me on a flight one time was. I knew that we were getting close. We were coming back from somewhere. We were coming into Kansas City. And I knew that...
That is true. Mr. Boston says, when you do pee on the floor, it's a lot more pee than when you pee in a toilet.
Right?
Yeah, as you're about halfway done, or you're peeing in a hamper, you're like, my God.
How did I soak this entire area?
Right.
But we were landing, and I knew we were getting close to landing. I knew that they were saying, like, it's your last chance to move around. I didn't really have to go. As soon as they hit those seatbelt signs, though, I started to feel the urge to pee. And then something happened, an experience I've never had before where, I mean, I've had to really pee before, but this was causing pain. Something to do with the cabin pressure or I don't know what. But I told the flight attendant, I have to go pee. No, sir, you cannot get up. She's already strapped into her jump seat. I'm like, look, I have to. And it was cloudy. We were kind of going through a storm, so it was kind of turbulent. Maybe that added to it. But I said, like, I can't make it. I can't make it. So finally she turns around and she talks to another flight attendant and they pass down the row a giant black trash bag. And I'm like, no, like, I have to pee. I thought about peeing in this trash bag. I had to do something. I was either going to pee in my pants, pee in this trash bag.
Why not just pee in the trash
bag? Or I just thought, how am I going to get the pee in here? And I knew it was going to be a lot of pee because I've never had to pee like this before. I just imagine carrying around this leaking trash bag now of urine. That's disgusting.
Were you with someone?
Yeah, I was with my ex. you know, I was with my ex at the time. But, yeah, we'd been on vacation somewhere. Mm. So I stood up. The plane is literally doing... I mean, we're coming down to hit the tarmac. And I stood up. And I am walking like, sir! Sir! And I ran into the bathroom, and I peed. And I sat in there for a while. She was knocking at the door afterwards, and I just waited. And then because I thought I might get arrested.
Right.
I really thought... I don't know what the penalty for this is, but when you got to go, you got to go. That was embarrassing. What I didn't do... was find an elderly lady, walk up to her, and empty my bladder on her. My entire bladder. I can only imagine.
Well, what happened to him in court?
I just feel like
you get in trouble for peeing on an old lady.
Yeah, it's...
unless you pay for
it. Indecent exposure, right? That's like the
Yeah, but urinating on someone has to be
some sort of assault. Yeah, an assault charge. I mean...
Could you imagine if your mother was flying? Like, my mom flies.
If she was the victim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, my mother flies from Detroit to here to come visit, you know, me and her grandkids. And she's always like, the flight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine if I was like, Mom, how was the flight? And she's like, well, some giant man emptied his entire bladder on me.
You'd be angry.
What?
you'd want to kick his ass, right?
Yeah, I'd want to, but I can't.
Right, you don't know where he is. But
man, he's a giant, huge man.
Like... I think it's dumb that you get the indecent exposure for peeing in a parking garage, right?
Of course.
And after a night drinking, you're in the parking garage, you pee. I don't know if that's true, but you hear those stories about people saying they end up on a sex offenders registry because they expose themselves in a public place. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, that's kind of dumb. But peeing on someone on an airplane, whoever it is, but let alone an elderly woman, that's bad. So he was arraigned. What's today? Today's Tuesday, right? He was arraigned yesterday afternoon. So he has apologized, and you know they took this police report.
Sometimes
the
apology just isn't enough.
I guess it just depends
on... sorry I peed on you,
Does it sound
Francis.
Like he means it?
Like, whatever. It's just pee.
Some apologies sound hollow. Sometimes you feel like the person means it. A lot of times when someone's
still,
drunk.
You peed on an old lady. Like, it doesn't matter.
Looks like the
cop. You can't just sorry that away.
Looks like the cop is the one who wrote down entire bladder.
Huh?
Looks like cop is the one who wrote down emptied his entire bladder because he wrote it in the police report. So someone
feels like, is that a bigger charge?
For right, because it was his entire bladder instead of just a quick...
Maybe he just wanted to make sure that you didn't think he peed on her on accident.
Right.
Well, he was trying to go to the bathroom and some pee came out.
Right.
He wanted to let you know that he's turned, looked at her, pulled out his giant gossiter wiener, and just peed on an old lady. Like, I can't imagine being an old lady either, just that giant. I mean, I believe when
that they, giant when, of a person.
Yeah, he's 280
pounds. I remember when he got drafted by the Lions, he was like 380 pounds. Like, he was giant.
He's
like,
6'6", 280, I think they
that's
said.
What he is now. Yeah. So he's lost weight since he hasn't played. But
yeah, he's still tall, though. I mean, he's a big guy.
He's a big giant.
You just got to sit there and take it. What are you going to do, stand up and try and fight him?
No.
Well, if it's me, I'm going to...
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
We're going to doom scroll in a minute.
Yeah, hard to believe that there could be things in the news other than...
Hey, there was an apology from Gosser.
CBS Los Angeles, they posted an apology from the football player we're just talking about, Gosder Sherlis, if I'm saying that right. He says, I'd like to address media reports about me that surfaced regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland this past weekend. Mm. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours, and it did not take off until after 12:30 a.m. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passengers and the flight.
Man, that's good.
I believe him.
Now, yeah,
it's
but even
possible.
If you don't, like, I do believe him.
Yeah.
But even if you don't, like, that's money.
It's believable.
Whoever he got off, whoever told him, his lawyer or whatever, is like, man, just say you took Ambien.
Of course.
Right? You're on Ambien. You went to, the flight was delayed. You couldn't sleep. You get nervous and you don't remember any of this.
Sure. How many people get prescribed Ambien for flying or whatever, or never take a sleeping medication and they take it because they're going to take this long flight. So it's all believable.
Right.
Whether or not it's true, I don't know. But I also haven't heard the Ambien defense in a while. For a while, there was a lot of people using it. Roseanne using it and that Kennedy guy.
The Kennedy guy who drove through
What did you drive through a CBS
construction zone or something?
Something I don't remember, but there was a string of those. Sorry, I took Ambien and woke up, and there all those news stories started to pop up about what does Ambien do if you don't fully fall asleep, if you're awake and the Ambien peaks in your system, and it can do weird things. If you're on a flight and you're about to go overseas, an overnight flight, I believe that you could have gotten a prescription that you don't normally take, and you could have also been drinking because you're just wanting to drink or because you're anxious. Because of the flight,
and then,
right?
Next thing you know, you're peeing on an old lady.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah,
and they got to fly that thing back to Boston.
And to turn around. Yeah,
no one even notices because every girl in Boston smells like pee anyway.
That's right. Yeah, like, all right, which one of you was? It was my sister. Yeah. We were told it was an old lady. Oh, she's only 27, but she looks wicked bad for her age. There are other stories in the news though, besides the pee on a plane.
Okay.
So we'll discuss some of those other stories here coming up, including an update on your guy, Scott Peterson. You see they put out a new documentary?
I did. I started it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Did you start the Netflix one?
That's where I started. Okay. I watched like 2 minutes of it, and then I was like, all right, I don't have time.
Well, there's another
one. And I really want to watch it, because I have a belief that Scott Peterson is innocent from the beginning of this, and so I want to see.
Well, so there's another one, too, a Peacock one, and it sounds like the Peacock one is the one where they actually got the first interviews with him from prison, where the first time he's been speaking out. And based on that Casey Anthony thing they did on Peacock, I'm wondering if this is going to be a, look, he didn't do it sort of thing, but they've started to release some of those interviews, or I've got some of those interviews. I'll play some of the stuff, because I'm very curious about this whole case. It's been 20-some years now,
and
the Innocence Project is involved, yeah.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.